Tantor Audio presents A Triple Knot by Emma Campion, narrated by Heather Wilds. Guildenstern. There must have been a moment, at the beginning, where we could have said no, but somehow we missed it. Tom Stoppard. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. 1. Woodstock Palace, November 1338. Joan's father, Edmund, Earl of Kent, was beheaded when she was not yet 4 years old. Yet even after 8 years she had only to close her eyes to remember how it felt to rest her head against his chest, as he walked her back and forth, singing of fair maidens and valiant knights, her young bones resonating with his clear tenor. No nightmare could steal up on her when in his arms. No shadow creature dare approach. His warmth melted all pain. Her most precious possession was his drawing of a white heart seated on a lawn, a crown for a collar attached to a chain that pooled in the grass beneath. He'd had it embroidered on his cloaks and jackets, white heart, deep green lawn, and gold crown and chain. All long gone. Joan had found the drawing at the bottom of an old chest the previous spring. When she showed it to her cousin Ned, he confided that his grandam, the Dowager Queen Isabella, crossed herself whenever a white heart was mentioned in a ballad or romance, a reminder of her part in Edmund's murder. She'd done nothing to stop the Earl of March, her lover and partner in rebellion,